now overseas investment by the resident individuals. Resident individuals, single or in association with another resident individual or with an Indian entity, were permitted to make the overseas direct investment. A resident individual may make an overseas investment in accordance with the Schedule 3 of the overseas investment regulations for considering the provided they are the resident individual, where a resident individual has made an overseas direct investment without control in foreign entity that subsequent acquires and set ups the subsidiary or step-down subsidiary, such a resident individual shall not acquire control in such a foreign entity. Overseas investment by way of capitalization of the swap of securities, right or bonus, gift, and inheritance shall be categorized as ODI or OPI based on the nature of investment. Right? In case of the swap of the security, both legs or transaction shall comply with the FEMA provision as applicable, and if equity capital must be disinvested within a period of 6 months from the date of such acquisition. This is pertinent to where the swap of security results in acquisition of the equity capital, which is not in conformity with the overseas investment rules regulation. Right? ODI in foreign entity engaged in the financial service sector activity, foreign entity having a subsidiary or step-down subsidiary, okay, such a equity capital must be disinvested within a period of 6 months from the date of such acquisition. Resident individuals are not permitted to transfer any overseas investment by way of gift to a person resident outside India. It's a very clear. And the share interest under ESOP or employee benefit scheme, bank may allow the remittances towards acquisition of the shares interest in an overseas entity under the scheme offered directly by the issuing entity or indirectly through the special purpose vehicle, and where the investment qualifies as overseas portfolio investment, the necessary reporting in form OPI shall be done by the employer concerned where such an investment qualifies as ODI. The resident individual concerned shall be reported to the transaction in form FC. Otherwise, if it is then overseas portfolio investment, then form OPI. Foreign entities are permitted to purchase the shares issued by the resident in India under the ESOP scheme, provided the shares were issued in accordance with the FEMA regulation. Shares are being repurchased in terms of the initial offer document. Necessary reporting is done through the AD bank. And though there is no limit on the amount of remittances made towards acquisition of the shares or interest under the ESOP employee benefit scheme or acquisition of the sweet equity share, such a remittances shall be reckoned towards the LRS limit for sending the outward remittances, and that limit is US$250,000 per year per person from April to March. Now, overseas investment by person who is a resident in India other than the Indian entity or resident individual. A person who is a resident in India other than an Indian entity or a resident individual can make an overseas investment in accordance with the Schedule 4 of Overseas Investment Rule, provided that mutual fund and the venture capital fund or alternative investment funds which are registered with the SEBI may invest all overseas securities as stipulated by SEBI within an overall cap of USD 7 billion and USD 1.5 billion respectively. Now, overseas investment by a person who is a resident in India other than an Indian entity or a resident individual further stipulate that the limited number of qualified mutual funds are permitted to invest cumulatively up to USD 1 billion in overseas exchange traded funds as may be permitted by the SEBI. Such an investment shall be considered as overseas portfolio investment irrespective of whether the securities are listed or not. Mutual fund, venture capital fund, alternate investment fund, if they are desires to avail this facility, they can approach to the SEBI for the necessary permission. Operational modalities regarding the eligibility criteria and all other things, okay, that will be guidelines will be issued by the SEBI, and the general permission is available. So such an investor for sale of securities is acquired. Sale of securities so acquired. AD Bank, including the overseas branch, may acquire or transfer foreign securities in terms of the host country regulation laws as applicable in the normal course of its banking business. Provision contained in overseas rules regulation shall not apply to such acquisition by transfer or foreign security by AD Bank. A bank in India being licensed by the Reserve Bank of India under the provisions of the Banking Regulation Act 1949 may acquire the shares of the SWIFT, that is Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, as per the bylaws of the SWIFT, provided the bank has been permitted by the Reserve Bank of India for admission of the SWIFT user group. Any overseas investment by the sole proprietorship or unregistered partnership firm that may be made by the proprietor concerned or the individual partners concerned within their limit available under LRS scheme in accordance with the Schedule 3 of Overseas Investment Rule. If the proposal of investment is in strategic sector, then any applicable or making overseas investment in excess of LRS limit may be made under the government approval route. Overseas investment by the registered trust society may be made under the approval route. Overseas investment in an IFSC in India, which is located in Gandhinagar, Ahmedabad. A person resident in India may make the overseas investment in IFSC in India. The regulations are: a person resident in India being an Indian entity or a resident individual may make an investment including the sponsor contribution in the units of an investment fund or the vehicle set up in IFSC for as a OPI, that is overseas portfolio investment. Accordingly, in addition to the listed Indian companies and the resident individual, unlisted Indian entities may also make such investment in IFSC. The restriction of making the overseas direct investment only in operating foreign entity or not making overseas direct investment in foreign entity which are engaged in financial service sector activity by resident individual shall not apply to the investment made in IFSC. Okay, such a investment shall not be made in foreign entity engaged in the banking or insurance. Such a foreign entity in IFSC may have the subsidiary or step-down subsidiary in IFSC. It may also have been a subsidiary, or maybe outside IFSC, there may be a subsidiary of the resident individual does not have control in the foreign entity. Resident individual who has made an ODI without control shall not acquire the control in the foreign entity that subsequently acquires or set up the subsidiary outside India. Now, acquisition or transfer of immovable property outside India. Any acquisition or transfer of immovable property, or so far what we have seen, only in movable property like shares, debentures, stocks, etc. But now, what we are going to discuss is the acquisition of transfer of immovable property outside India. Where? Outside India. Any acquisition or transfer of immovable property outside India shall be governed by the provision which is contained in rule number 21 of overseas investment rules. And there is a provision, number one, bank may allow an Indian entity having an overseas office to acquire immovable property outside India for the business and the residential purpose of its staff, provided the total remittances do not exceed the following limit as laid down by the initial and recurring expenses respectively. 15% of average annual sales or income turnover of the Indian entity during the last two financial years, or up to 25% of the net worth, whichever is higher, and 10% of the average annual sales income turnover during the last two financial year for the recurring expenses. Okay, now designated bank. In case of the foreign entity is being set up by two or more person resident in India, then all such a person shall route all the transaction in respect of that foreign entity only through the one designated AD bank in India. However, different AD banks may be designated if required for different foreign entities. In case of such a person resident in India wants to switch over to another AD, it may approach to the new AD after obtaining an NOC from existing AD bank. All communication from the person resident in India to Reserve Bank of India be routed through the nodal branch of the designated AD bank. For proper follow-up, AD bank shall maintain a person-wise record in respect of each foreign entity. Now, overseas investment under overseas investment rule regulation. AD bank may allow the remittances towards the overseas investment up to the permissible limit on receipt of application from form FC and form A2 from the person making the investment. AD bank render themselves liable for the penal action if facilitate the remittances towards the financial commitment without obtaining the form FC. Okay, then AD bank may note that additional timeline of 15 days is made available to them for reporting for investment and financial commitment by their constituents to RBI in the OID application. That means once the remittance is sent, then 15 days are provided to report it to Reserve Bank of India through the OID portal, OID application, which is provided to the concerned designated bank. Bank should allow the remittances towards the loan to the foreign entity or issue bank guarantee on behalf of its foreign entity only after ensuring that the Indian party has made overseas direct investment and has a control on the foreign entity. RBI will not generally specify the document that should be, but AD Bank should ensure the bona fides of the transaction. AD Bank shall put in place the standard policy laying down the requirement of the document for information to be obtained on the, from their branches to ensure the compliance and the said provisions under FEMA. AD Bank shall ensure the bona fides of the transaction, compliance with the FEMA provisions, know your customer, and any doubtful, suspicious transactions shall be referred to the Directorate of Enforcement for further investigation and necessary action. Okay, in case of capitalization of the export proceeds or other entitlements, Indian entity resident individual shall make an application in form FC to the designated AD Bank. Okay, and they may ensure the necessary reporting in form FC in compliance with this, and overseas investment rule regulation, which is necessary reporting in EDPMS wherever it is applicable. In case where such a proceeds are overdue beyond the period of specified or realization repatriation, before permitting such capitalization, AD Bank may grant a necessary extension post proper due diligence only. Pre-incorporation expenses to the extent of US$100,000 is freely permitted to issue, absorb and issue the share certificate. This remittance made by the resident individual shall be reckoned towards their LRS limit, and the person resident in India may capitalize pre-incorporation expenses or recognize such expenses as receivable from the overseas entity and then booked as the expenses in their books. It is clarified that unless recognized as a financial commitment, such expenses shall not attract the provision of overseas investment rule and regulations. General procedural instruction for online reporting is given, that is specifically to the bankers, those who are handling the remittances reporting requirement. For them, there is a existing application, online reporting is permitted, maker, checker, authorizer, these are the three people involved in the process of that. AD maker shall initiate the transaction, submit to the AD checker for verification before its submission to the Reserve Bank of India. And in case of delay in reporting for any other reason, the transaction shall be reported to RBI only after a middle management level officer designed as an authorizer. And he ratifies it by recording the reasons for the same. The AD maker, AD checker and authorizer identified by the AD Bank may obtain the user ID and password from the Reserve Bank of India if not obtained already. The online reporting shall be made by the centralized unit of nodal office. The overseas investment application is hosted on RBI site, that is FED, RBI.org, and AD Bank shall be responsible for the validity of information reported by online. So friends, this is all about the investment in foreign companies under the broad name overseas investment by the resident. Okay, hope you understood it fully. And with this, I thank you very much.